Okay, hi everyone, it's Tianza Vivo again. So this week we make another English episode with the anticipation of our foreign friend who are choosing Canada as their second country for studying. So, and sometimes I wonder how my friend think about living and studying in Canada. So today I invite a friend from Germany to be here and ask him about his experience studying in Canada. So the very first question, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing good too. Of course, like I know you, but not our audience. So can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, hi, I'm Ben. I'm from Germany. I'm 16 years old.
Okay. So we both studying in Mosbrook Secondary School, right?
Yeah.
And but like I'm internet student and you exchange student. So
yeah.
I think there's a slight difference between international student and exchange student. So for those who don't know, that the exchange student only spend a semester or two in foreign country, but like international student, they will get the entire degree in the foreign country. So it's like, I want to ask you, like, have you ever been to Canada before you come here?
No, never. I've only been in Europe before, no other continents.
Okay. For me, I didn't have any idea about Canada before I come here. I only hear about UK or US, right? And you say like you want to go to UK, right?
Yeah, I thought about going to UK because of the pandemic. My dad didn't want me to go overseas, so UK was basically the only English-speaking country in Europe, but then I was too young because the visa is issued or the school starts at 1st of September, and you can only get a visa if you're 16, and I turned 16 on the 20th September, so I couldn't go.
So that's why how you end up in Canada, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so you originally don't want to be like in Canada, right?
Yeah, originally I wanted to go to Australia, but then they closed the borders, so I couldn't go to Australia. And then the pandemic got worse. Then my dad told me he didn't want me to go overseas. So then UK was basically my only option. And then my mom convinced my dad to let me go overseas. So then I had the choice between Canada and US, and then I didn't want to go to US, so then I came to Canada.
Oh, so how you choose Mosbrook?
Okay. In the exchange program I had, it's basically either you go to the French part, so Quebec or Vancouver. And then I looked like science a lot. So I looked at like science or schools that are good or known for science in the Vancouver area, because I can't speak French. So then I saw Mosbrook, and like the Burnaby district looked fine. So that's why I chose Mosbrook.
I see. I actually don't know why I end up in Mosbrook, but yeah, it's because my parents, I don't know. So it's like, how was your first impression of our school?
First day I was like, it's big. It's way bigger than the school in Germany I go to.
Really? I thought our school is like the smallest school in this city and the oldest school also.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, compared to my German school, it's pretty big. Like, my school probably has, in the same building, maybe like 600 students or something. And this one is like 1,600. So it's kind of a big difference.
Yeah. So it's like, how about like the first impression of people?
People?
Yeah.
And most people were so nice to me. I thought it was gonna be way worse, but then the first time I sat in my first class, I didn't understand a word he was saying. So then I looked around and like all the people were trying to help me. So that was nice.
Well, I remember like I first met you in the computer science class, right? That's your first class,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Computer science class. That was fun.
Do you like a computer science class?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So like do you think studying his being more or less stressful in Germany?
It's different. So like here it's more work outside of school, so like homework and assignments and all that. But the exams and tests are way more stressful in Germany because they're also way longer usually. The normal exam in grade 11 in Germany is 3 hours for every subject. So it's kind of stressful.
Sure. But if I compare to Vietnam, I think it's more on the less stressful because we have to study extra class after school, right? And you told me that you only have 5 hours in school and then 10 minutes for homework, right?
Yeah, usually I almost get no homework, and then some days it's very little. And then school is at least in grade 10, it's you have 3 classes or 3 double classes a day, and each of them are 1.5 hours. So you basically have 4.5 hours of classes, and then you get dismissed at 1:15 and have free time.
Dismissed at 1:13?
1:15.
Yeah. Okay. It's too early. Okay. So which lab is your favorite in Moscow?
Which class?
Yeah.
I think...
No, definitely not creative writing, right?
Yeah, no English. No English classes. English classes are the worst. But I think it's computer science or physics. I think I like both of them a lot.
Computer science? Really?
it's hard, but it's fun.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I dropped it a day before, a day after that.
Yeah.
So it's I already asked you about your friends, and then, how about your experience of local people here? You have host family.
They're really nice, and people here are so open and just nice. When you leave the bus and people say thank you, I'm so confused. It's so different than in Germany. Germany, you just leave. You don't even see the bus driver because he has his own thing in front. And there's a wall in between you, so you don't even see the guy.
So it's you told me that your host family is Filipino, right?
I think they have Fijian roots, but they're Canadian born.
Oh, yeah. My host family is Vietnamese too, so I don't see any difference. So it's my family. Yeah.
That's pretty much the same, right?
But how did you find your host, your homestay family?
It basically is I send a paper with a letter and things I like. Then there's the organization and they choose the families choose the kids, I think.
Oh, so they choose you.
They chose me, yeah.
I see. Okay. How about do you find any difficult to make friends in our school? I think you don't know, because you're kind of active.
No. I don't say I'm active. I play one sport. It's only table tennis.
But I think a lot of people know you in school, right?
A lot of people. I don't know. Maybe I talk to quite a lot of people, but I wouldn't say I know that many well.
Okay. But I think there's not much German exchange student in school, right? Only a few.
Yeah, I know. I think I know three or four, but they're not lots of them. I only have classes with one German guy.
Yeah, you told me in your English class.
Yeah, right? My English class.
Okay. So it's what do you find things that kind of quite similar between Canada and Germany? Kind of similar, yeah.
Similarities. So the kind of people is like German people are also open, maybe not as much as Canadians, but they're also quite open. And it's like, I want to say like democratic or Republican. It's like people have the same kind of ideas. It's just like people here are nicer at telling you things than in Germany. But it's pretty much like the people are pretty similar. It's just that here are more Asians than in Germany. And that I, oh, yeah, it's like the same kind of infrastructure. It's like, I think it's like developed countries, lots of cars. Then you have like the big streets and just like the cities outside of the cities with the housing and all that. It's pretty similar to Germany. Just when you go inside the city, here are way more like high apartment buildings than in Germany. Because I think German people just prefer houses and not apartments. So that's like, but it's all in all, I would say it's pretty much the same, except for like the biggest difference is the language.
Oh, language. So, So it's like people here speak English, and then people in Germany, they also speak German and English, right?
Most people can speak English, but they're not going to speak English with you. If you don't speak English with them, they're not going to start speaking English. They will just speak German.
I see. It's not like,
English isn't like a second language or something. It's just that everyone learns it in school, so everyone can speak English, but it's not like the real language of the country.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. So basically, I have to know a little bit German when I came to Germany, right?
Yeah. Like, if you want to just visit Germany, I don't think you need any German. Like, people can speak English. It's just if you want to go to university, you have to pass a language test. That's, as far as I know, that's all.
Okay. So I want to ask, like, what's the most interesting thing you only found when you arrived in Canada, like totally different from German?
Totally different.
Yeah.
That's like, wait, let me think. That's actually a hard question. I feel like the
about
teachers. Teachers, yeah.
Okay. So,
like the policies in school, I would say. It's like if you take out your phone in class in Germany, you're done. But if you take out your phone in class here, it's like nobody cares. Or you can sleep in class or basically do whatever you want. So I would say that's the biggest difference, because school is like a big part. In Germany, it's stricter.
Way stricter. I think like Germany is kind of same with Vietnam. Like, we also not allow using phone in school, but here we can use it. Good thing.
Yeah, okay. That's a really good thing.
Some classes, I couldn't survive. I mean, I'm not using a lot of, like, I'm not using my phone always, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, are there anything that you don't like about this school? Don't like?
I mean, I won't say it's bad, but the way they learn here, it's really different. So it's like, I don't think I like the lecturing stuff, because I feel like in most classes here, or the classes that I take, the teacher goes in front and talks for like an hour straight. And then you have maybe like 10 to 15 minutes of practice or something. That's kind of boring. So I don't really like that part. That's probably why most people use their phones as well, because after some time you don't want to listen anymore and you get distracted. So I don't really like that part. I like more interactive classes.
So how does this happen in Germany? Like, I think it's all the same, like with all the country.
Yeah, so like in Germany, we don't, at least teachers, they don't really lecture. It's maybe like 5 to 10 minutes per class. And then basically, it's not like learning by yourself, but the teacher explains the concept once, and then you just do practice for maybe 30 to 40 minutes. And if you have questions, you can ask, and then the teacher will help you one to one.
Okay. I see. So in your personal view, where do you prefer living or studying?
Or studying here?
Mm-hmm. Like, where do you prefer?
I prefer living, not studying. Studying is boring.
Okay, so you prefer living in Canada and study in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you should move here after graduation.
Yeah, true. Good idea.
Good idea, yeah. So the very last question, like, do you have any advice for the people who are going to study in Canada?
Yeah, if you come here, then just talk to people.
Just like, talk to people?
It's like, I'm kind of shy too. So usually I wait for people to talk to me. Or like, if I'm forced to talk to people, or I really go to people like, hey, how are you doing? Or something, if I don't know them. But I just talk to people. People
just are nice.
Yeah, they're going to be happy if you talk to them.
Yeah, I think it's good advice too. Like, especially for me. Because I never talk to people. If, like, yeah, they don't want, like, I always let people talk first. So, but I should talk with people first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. If you try to do it, like, you will find nice people if you do that.
Okay. Do you think, like, so is there anything you want to say?
I guess thank you for listening.
Okay. So I think our podcast is pretty long now. So I really glad that you accept my invitation. And thank you for sharing. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. And we will come back for next week. Thank you.